Welcome to the Dear Food Podcast. I'm your host, Julia Fixie, and I'm so glad you're here with me today. This podcast can be used alongside Workbook 3 of Dear Food, I Love You, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, the Purple Workbook. Let's jump into today's topic, Chapter 5 in Workbook 3 titled, It Was Granny in the Kitchen with the Butter Stick. I could count the sprinkles on 2 dozen donuts before I could number the times I've planned to start a diet on Monday, and that same day, my coworker brings homemade enchiladas to share. My friends decide we should all get dinner together. The hot water heater floods the garage. The kids fight over math facts, and my neighbor invites me over. The antisocial neighbor who never talks to me, but decides that this Monday, of all Mondays, she's going to make me homemade apple crisp and tea. Just me, her, and baked goods on doilies. Heaven help me. Welcome to day one. The harsh truth for us foodies, it's never a good day to start a healthy eating plan. We like eating, and the world around us is literally filled with scrumptious and savory sweets. Your reasons for eating healthy are real, but so are your reasons for eating party food. Many times a day, we are caught in the turbulent middle ground between 2 very strong food pulls. We're torn between our food plan and a food landmine. What's a food landmine? An unexpected food situation that causes our well-prepared, healthy food plans to blow up, leaving Mississippi mud pie dripping down our faces, walls, and clumped in our hair. Day in and day out, there are food landmines to circumvent. They take many shapes and forms, so let's talk about situations we may face and prepare ourselves to adjust and stay the course no matter who brings what food into our paths. Landmines by nature are unexpected, but let's talk about 4 that most of us face on a regular basis and how to diffuse them. Food landmine number 1, group gatherings. Tell me if you can relate. I was on a 5-day cleanse, and the Bible study group we host in our home scheduled our food-centered social gathering on day 5. It was the last day of my cleanse, and I was assigned to contribute the lasagna and garlic bread. As the food was laid on the table, I was arguing with myself, "It's the last day of your cleanse. How important is the last day, really?" Well, compared to garlic bread, not that important. At least that's what my nose and tongue were telling me in the moment. One of my dear friends who knew about my cleanse, thankfully she didn't broadcast it, asked how I was doing. Another member overheard and said, "You're not eating?" This person meant no disrespect, but if I had a dollar for all the times someone said to me, "You're not eating?" I'd be sailing on my yacht right now. The truth is, I was eating. I just wasn't eating what was expected. I eat, believe me, I eat. I eat a lot. I'm not a person who will ever waste away from not eating. The thing is, when people say to us, "You're not eating," what they are really saying is, "You're not going to eat with the rest of us?" And just like that, boom, a food landmine of expectation explodes. Tips for diffusing landmine 1. It's very difficult to stand around at a community event or celebratory buffet of unhealthy food when you're unprepared. So plan some strategies in advance, try them out, and see what helps you stay on course. Through successes and hiccups, I've found a few workarounds that help me stick to my healthy eating goals at a community food party. I'm not claiming to be perfect, but these actions help me reduce my calorie intake at a group food event. They may not work for you, but on the off chance that they'll help or inspire another useful idea, here are some of my survival tips. 1, I bring a large, yummy, healthy dish of food to share. I put my contribution on the buffet and eat my dish of food instead of the unhealthier options available. For example, I'll bring a large raw veggie tray, open it up, pile what I like on a plate, and eat the veggies I love while others eat their choice of food. Many times, my healthy dish is the first one licked clean. Turns out, I'm usually not the only one who wants to come to the party and eat healthy. 2, it helps me to always have something in my hand. Since I've learned this about myself, I stuff as many small sparkling waters in my purse as possible and drink them throughout the event. This prevents me from grazing because my hand is holding something and I'm hydrating. 3. I keep sugarless gum in my purse for emergencies in flavors I love, both sweet and fresh. I have multiple flavor packs, and I replace the piece I'm chewing with a new one when the flavor is gone. 4. I tell myself, just show up. You don't have to stay. I show up, smile, and greet people, but if the food's making me uncomfortable and I'm not under a specific obligation to stay, I leave. 5. I don't tell people at group functions that I'm on a diet or what I'm not eating anymore. Instead, I share what I'm eating or what I will do. For example, if someone says, oh, you're not eating, now I have learned to say, I'm still deciding, or actually, I'm really thirsty for some ice water. Remember a time you successfully stayed on plan during a celebration? What was your workaround for the landmines? How might you revisit this success to navigate food landmines at a future food-heavy party or social event? Food landmine 2, being responsible for feeding others. I have coached many moms raising young kids and teenagers, so these tips originate from that type of situation. However, they can also be useful if you are a caregiver, have a retired spouse or parent living with you, are a restaurant owner, or have another position that requires you to plan and prepare food for others. Food landmines food providers face include making snacks, making food our kids or others will eat, stress around deciding what food to make daily, the sheer volume of food that needs to be available for others who get hungry, the large amount of time spent on food prep and cooking, leftovers. Here are some of the statements I hear from moms and caregivers who buy the family food, make the dinners, and run the drive-thrus. My kids won't eat fruit. My child will only eat pasta and chicken nuggets. What am I supposed to do? Make two meals? My dad's retired and only eats beef and potatoes. My husband hates anything green. I hit the drive-thru every day for my son. He's a growing boy. I can't let it go to waste. Feeding others is a complex situation, and it involves a lot of tastes, wills, opinions, body types, addictions, and influences. Fat, sugar, and salt are all addictives, and each person in your home and family will desire these substances at different times, in different ways, in different combinations, and in different forms for different reasons all day long. This is hard for us if it's our job to be the food getter, meal prepper, short order cook, server, and dishwasher. I've been there. I am there. I get it. Me too. Nevertheless, it does not help us to blame others for what we are eating. It does help everyone to add healthier foods to the grocery list, put healthy food options on the dinner table alongside their favorites, and ask them to help with the dishes so you don't have to be tempted by leftovers. Tips for diffusing landmine 2. For many years, I've been on a mission to discover new and palatable ways to bring my family closer to healthy eating, and in doing so, improve my own eating habits. I'm still a work in progress. With full disclosure that I'm not perfect, here are 2 tips I can share that have helped me diffuse landmine 2. Number 1, make 2 for dinners. If I'm eating the dinner I'm making for the family, it's often a 2 for dinner. By that, I mean it is 2 meals in 1. If I make a pasta dinner, I make the pasta and the sauce, but the vegetable I make is cauliflower. Why? Because cauliflower is my pasta replacement. So pasta night is pasta and meat sauce, night for them, and cauliflower with meat sauce, night for me. I make enough cauliflower for everyone, although they eat it as a side and I eat it as part of my main dish. Let's say we're having taco night. I make all the fixins for traditional tacos. I prepare extra shredded lettuce and sauteed peppers, so I have a nice taco salad while they eat tacos with tortillas and shells. 2 for dinners have saved my healthy eating plan and helped me lose the weight and keep it off. I'm also able to set an example for my kids when it comes to showing them healthy eating is possible and tasty. And what do you know? My husband now eats a mix of half pasta and half cauliflower. My healthy eating really does help my family eat healthy too, and that gives me more joy than Fusilli ever did. Number 2, snack prep. I make quick bags of healthy snacks and line them up on a shelf in the fridge for me to grab when I'm having a food emergency. I weigh bags of cut up barbecue chicken and put them in the freezer. It never ceases to amaze me that when I snack prep for myself in the form of pre-made baggies of fresh, healthy food in the fridge, the family eats it. Hey, I find myself saying, that was for me. But the big picture good news is I ate healthy food and they ate healthy food. Mom, win. Why does this happen? Well, ultimately, kids do what we do. They may not do what we say, but they do what we do. Even when we say nothing, our example speaks volumes. Think about the incredible upshot of this for their life. If they see us eating healthy and they begin to eat healthy now, they are increasing their health and having a positive view of healthy food connected to you that could last a lifetime because of you. Love might feel like buying them a milkshake at their favorite drive-thru, and some days it may well be, but love is also little baggies of carrots and grilled chicken all pretty in a row on the top shelf of the fridge for them to grab when they have a snack attack. Just don't eat the last one without telling mom. Well, we're running short on time today, but in Dear Food, I Love You, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, Workbook 3, I have identified two more food landmines, stress and decision fatigue, and you'll find solutions for diffusing both on pages 80 and 81. Let's close in prayer. Dear Lord, please teach me how to prepare for and diffuse the food landmines in my life so that I can successfully pursue my health goals no matter what may come along to distract or challenge me. Please stay with me and help me as I pursue my important health goals. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How will you celebrate what you did today to grow your health, wellness, joy, and journey to food freedom? I'd like to suggest going out and getting a new nail polish and painting your toes. As you paint your toes, imagine yourself dancing through the landmines of life with Jesus, your helper and protector, at your side. You're beautiful. Your goal to be healthier is important, and Jesus loves you deeply and wants to help you in your journey to food freedom. Wow, we've covered a lot today. You can dive much deeper into this topic in the Dear Food, I Love You, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, Workbook 3. Experiencing this topic using the workbook will give you much more insight and help as you process your experience and next steps with the Lord. In the workbook, you'll find helpful questions for heartfelt reflection, prayer prompts, worksheets, and even more Bible verses, verse cutouts, tools, and tips, and even a playlist. Don't miss out on all the extras you'll benefit from on this topic and more in the Dear Food workbooks. Grab your copies online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, and Target. Also, if this episode has been helpful, please share a positive review either on Amazon for the book or this platform for the podcast. Leaving a review is so important because it can change someone's life by providing the reassurance and encouragement they need to take the next step to food freedom by starting the program and joining the Dear Food family. Get even more encouragement by following me on Instagram at Julia Fixie, JuliaFikse, or at Dear Food Study on Facebook and X, formerly known as Twitter. This podcast is released on many formats. Never miss an episode by joining the mailing list on Substack at dearfood.substack.com. If you've enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and share with a friend who struggles with food landmines. Thank you for being here. Thank you for blessing me and the Dear Food community. I'll see you next time. Until then, may we be food faithful together. Thanks for listening to the Dear Food Podcast with your host, Julia Fixie. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on all major platforms to never miss an episode. And if you're struggling with food and seeking lasting health and joy, be sure to grab a copy of Dear Food, I Love You, I Hate You, Don't Leave Me, available on Amazon. Join our community and get involved by visiting our website and signing up for our newsletter. Let's break food strongholds together.